good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. It is 8:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time where I reside on this beautiful, typical Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, Tessa Tuesday, Terrific Tuesday, however you want to label your Tuesday. Welcome to the Just Tessa and the Vibes podcast. Here is where we mind our business, but I'm going to talk my shit. If you do not know, if you have not already listened to podcast shows, episodes on my channel already, please duly know I love to curse and use profanity. I fucking love it. If that's not your cup of tea, go drink something else. Also, here's where we mind our business is the most important to remember. We don't do drama around here. We don't do the gossip, the tea. We don't do none of that. All positive vibes, good goof troop, laughs, and good times, and real shit, real time. If you are not already following and or have your notifications on for my Spotify podcast channel, do that. If you have not shared, like, put your friend on, put their friend on, do that. If it's something that they could get jiggy with, do that. If you are not following the podcast's Instagram business page, do that. The info is in this channel's bio, and it's also a info clip number 2 with the information in there. If you're following me on any other medias, you will also have what information you need to be able to follow the business page. I received a couple DMs about certain topics or certain things and wanted my opinion. Okay, so one of them, skipping past all the other information in the message, the question was, what if your significant other cheats, but you don't have proof, but you know? Okay, so here is my response. First and foremost, you need to separate your feelings from facts. Okay. Doesn't matter if it's man or woman, you have to separate your feelings from the facts. Because if you're saying you don't have proof, but you know, that means you don't have physical evidence. That's what is being conveyed to me. Of course, in the message, I asked for more information because being so vague, it's only but so much I can give you of a gem. But I'm going to give you one nonetheless. So if you don't have proof, that means you don't have the physical. That means you know mentally or wholeheartedly or whatnot that your mate is moving weird, doing some fuck shit. But first, you have to separate your feelings from facts. Do not make facts have feelings. They don't. They don't. Okay? I've given plenty of examples thus far on different type of ways of people trying to make facts have feelings. Okay? If I see a gold car drive by, that's a fact. The car is gold. I see gold. That is a gold car. Okay? That's a fact. Okay? I'm 33 years old. That's a fact. My feelings in that regard is I feel like I'm getting old. But the fact is, I'm 33 years old. Some people will feel like that's not old. Some people will feel like it is. Some people feel like I'm right in the cougar age. It doesn't matter. Let's stick to facts. Let's separate our feelings from them. So, got a hot one. So, whatever facts this individual has, if they don't have any, then they need to get some. Okay, because the worst thing you can do is be feeling some type of way at your significant other about some shit you can't prove. You feel me? Like, yo, he's cheating. Okay. Well, you got text messages. What, you seen him? What, you found something? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm all about touching and seeing. If I seen it, or if I heard it myself, or if I touched it, then I can confirm that. I don't give a fuck what third parties say. Third parties is anybody that ain't in your immediate and or the individual it's about. Those are third parties, outsiders. I don't go off of hearsay. If I can't get it from the source, I don't fuck with it. That's just how I move. You feel me? That's all it is to it. If somebody comes to me and sit right there and say, yo, I seen blah, 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 blah. Oh, word? Okay, good looking. What you want me to do with that? You said you seen. I didn't see it. You ain't brought me no shit here that I can confirm. You just telling me you seen some shit. What you want me to do with that? I'm aware. And I'll cross and I'll move however I need to move. But what the fuck you want me to do with that? It's the difference between somebody else seeing some shit and then you seeing it. It's the difference between you hearing some shit and somebody else hearing some shit. And so forth. That's how I am. I'm not saying that the person is wrong or right. I'm saying for me to make whatever logical move or whatever I need to do, I gotta have solid shit. So if somebody that fucks with me is moving weird, I gotta have solid intel, solid info. That's all it is to it. Because the reality of it is, it's only two people in this situation. Me and the person I'm with. So if your significant other is doing some weird shit, you got to confirm that on your own. You don't need friends and family and all that to confirm that. No, you need to do that. You got to confirm if your significant is being weird. So you feel that your significant is moving weird, is cheating, but you don't have proof. You're going to get yourself worked up over some shit you have no proof on. Now, if it's something that you have dealt with before, so you know signs, when people be trying to make red flags seem like a bad thing or signs seem like a bad thing. No, if you've experienced some shit before, you have every right to pay attention to some shit that could be giving you similar signs to some shit you dealt with before. You have every right to be paying attention to them, sirs. Every right. If you touched the stove before and it was hot, it was different shit on that stove that lets you know that stove was hot. You feel me? So you know the next time around, you're going to be looking for certain shit because you don't want to touch a hot stove again. So if you're the individual, your mate is cheating and you don't have proof, but you experienced something like this with them before, so you are aware of signs, honestly, that is a bit of proof. Just it gives you the reason why you're feeling the way you're feeling. But you can't start acting weird towards them if you don't have nothing to go with what you're feeling. Okay? Separate the facts and feelings. And don't be getting yourself worked up over shit you can't control because you don't know what the fuck is going on. Nextly, you need to ask. Be straight up. You feel me? If people have more real conversations, a lot of shit wouldn't be taking place that's taking place. You gotta have real fucking conversations with your spouse, whoever you're fucking with, whoever you're doing whatever you're doing with. You gotta have real conversations. I've said quite a few times that relationships are going to have some hard conversations. But y'all got to be able to have them. People cannot be scared to get uncomfortable. You feel me? If we're going to grow, we're going to feel some uncomfortableness. Shit is not going to always feel like we're sitting on some nice cushion. We're going to have to put in some work. We're going to sweat. We're going to lose. We're going to win. We're going to balance. We're going to learn shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's life. Relationship ain't nothing but another life. So first and foremost, separate your facts from your feelings. Two, be real with your spouse. Come at them correct. And whatever bridge y'all cross next. You got to do what's best for you because you're the individual that's with that person. No one else is. No one else is going through what you're going through. No one else knows what you know. And nobody knows your feelings but you. Also, do not step into something you don't want to be a part of. Meaning, if you feel like your significant other is cheating, if you really don't want to know, confirm or deny, don't dare even push up on that. Don't do it. Because people, men and women, some men and women will sit right there and be like, they want to know, they want to know, they want to know, and they really fucking don't. And then they get what they were looking for and they are shocked. They are broken. They are hurt. They're asking questions they should have already known the answers to. What are they going to do? How could this happen? All types of different things. But you only wanted to know because you knew what you knew. You felt what you felt. But you didn't want to know at the gravity of it because it's going to change everything. You didn't want things to change, not realizing that things were already changing. When your significant other steps out, things have changed. I don't care if you keep them. I don't care if you let them go. I don't care if you could continue to let them do whatever the fuck they're doing in the shadows. But as soon as your mate cheats, steps out and cheats, even if you have an open relationship, to some individuals, that is still seen as cheating. Some people will still deem an open relationship as cheating. Me, I feel like cheating is anything you're doing with somebody else that you only supposed to be doing with me. We know what we are. And if we know what we are, we know what the fuck that entails. Okay? So if it's me and you, and that's it, that means that everybody else does not supposed to be getting what me and you get. And if you are doing that, that's cheating. That's it. I don't need an excuse. I don't need all these reasons. We don't need to talk about anything. We don't need to discuss anything. I don't need any of that from you. You feel me? That's why I made a post, I believe, yesterday. I said, if I'm not your destination, don't come fucking with me. If you got more stops to make, pickups and drop-offs, checkpoints, car maintenance and shit you need to do on your journey, don't come fucking with me. I am no checkpoint. I am no car maintenance. I am no drop-off or no pickup. I am no hangout. I am no bump in the road. No, don't come fucking with me. I am the destination, baby. For real. If you still want to get your rocks off and do whatever you want to do with whoever, whatever, you go do that. But when you come on this block, no, this shit is lifetime. And if you're not built for a lifetime and you're not knowing and willingly knowing what that means, don't spend on my motherfucking block. I'm not one of them. I'm going to handle things very differently than one of them. Period. There ain't no discussion. No exceptions to the rule will be made. I'm not going to go back out and cheat. I'm not going to go back out and do some weird shit. I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing all that. That shit ain't going to do nothing for me. Why do I need to step out and go get something that I got right here? And if right here ain't what I'm supposed to be getting, I need to make sure he know that. And if he knows that and he's not willing to make sure that we are both satisfied and growing and comfortable and we're both on the same energy and time and we're pouring into one another, then I need to go ahead and make sure we sever ties. I don't need to step out and go tell another nigga. I don't need to go step out and fuck with another nigga. I need to let the nigga know that I'm fucking with right now. You feel me? The nigga that, the one that's not making me happy, that's who I need to let know. I need to let him know you need to tighten up. And if he don't want to tighten up, that's his choice. So if you ain't going to get right with me, you going to get left. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. So what I have to say to you, beautiful individual who sent that DM, separate your feelings from facts. If you really want to know what it is, what it ain't, what it's going to be, step up to the podium. Have a conversation with your mate if you really want to know. Or you can sit over in silence and feel how you feeling and act how you going to act, thinking that things are what they are and what they aren't, and you don't know shit. You don't know no more, no less. Have a conversation. Find out what's going on. And I'll also throw in there as well, make sure that you're looking within yourself. Not saying finding problems in yourself. Let's not be weird. I'm not saying that. I'm saying look within yourself to find out what's going on inside of you as well. Because I'm going to be the first person to tell you, accountability does not have a gender. Accountability is for whoever is best suited for it. That doesn't mean we are wrong or right. That just means, you know what, let me take a step. Let me look at the man in the mirror and let me make sure I'm not tripping. Let me make sure I got all my facts. Let me make sure my shit's tight. Let me make sure I uncheck some boxes off my list. Let me make sure I know what I process this all the way. Let me talk to a real nigga. That's what that means. It don't mean step to the side and take a look at yourself and, oh my God, you got a flaw here, you got a flaw there, you did this wrong, that's why he's doing this. No, that is not what the fuck that means. That means take a step, process, look at yourself, have a conversation with yourself. And at the end of that conversation, you make whatever steps you need to make for you. But first, have the conversation with yourself, because the last thing a person, anyone wants to do when it comes to any situations is have feelings left unchecked. Period. Hooping and hollering, barking, yelling, screaming, all that fuss and cussing and shit, it's not going to get you nowhere. Most men don't take women serious who do all of that in the first place. And most men are not affected by it. But what I tell you is that most men, they'll sit the fuck down and pull up to a table to a bitch that's on some real nigga, on some real nigga shit. You pull up that tape, you pull up to that motherfucking table, and you let that man or woman know, this is what the fuck is going on. And this is how the fuck I feel. And this is what the fuck I'm not gonna tolerate, I'm not gonna deal with. And we gonna exchange from there. But I ain't coming to no table hooping and hollering, crying and screaming, falling and tripping over myself. No, like I walk around like I got my foot out every day. No. I'm not doing that. I'm going to pull up to that table and I'm on the same shit you on. What time you on? I got a bone to pick with you. Let's get it on the table. If you feel how you feeling, don't ever take it to the media. Don't put all that shit on the media. Don't start talking about your significant other on the media. Don't start pulling your feelings out about how you've been mistreated or how you've been treated on the media. No, 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 no. No. Now you got more than 2-3 problems that you started out with. Now you got 6-7-8. Don't go running telling your family. Don't go running telling your friends. This is my opinion, once again. Okay? Person wanting to know my perspective, my opinion, my feedback, I'm sharing. I'm speaking for me from over here. What I observe, what I've studied, what I know, what I've experienced, what I think. My opinions that I speak from over here. I don't be over there in motherfuckers' lanes doing what they doing, following what they doing. I don't do that. Before anybody get in their motherfucking feelings. But don't go running to your family and friends talking about the nigga most likely you still gonna be with after you and came down from your feelings. After you and process some shit. Don't do that. And still don't go tell them. I don't give a fuck if you bleed a nigga or not. Process how you feeling and work through how you feeling. And then have a real nigga conversation with whoever you want to have a conversation with. If you want to tell your family, you can tell your family. If you want to tell your friends, you can tell your friends. But do all that once you came down from whatever feelings you feeling. Don't do that shit prematurely. And damn sure never go to the media. Never go to the media. Never go to the media. Never do that. To each their own, but I never suggest that. I would never suggest taking a disagreement, an issue, a beef, a problem, a dissatisfaction, any of that to the media. I will never suggest that first. Motherfuckers do not care. What I say earlier, 95% of social media world is diluted, polluted, tainted, manipulated, and fake. Only 5% of it, if that, is real shit. And in that 5%, it is still taking a bit of real shit from celebrities, real shit from the news, real shit from regular people in the world, real shit from advertisements, real shit from here, real shit. It's taking bits and pieces from all those different groups. But only 5% of that shit is real. If that, don't bring no real, the internet don't want a lot of real shit. So listen here, if I'm saying that only 5% of it's real, this is just my own little math. You do what you want on your end. But if I'm saying 5% of it is real, and that's already taking a piece from celebrities, from fucking the news, from all that there, okay? That means something is going to have to be cut down. If you start throwing your real shit into the social world. You feel what I'm saying? It's either going to fall over here or it's going to fall over there. But if you throwing it over here in this 5%, something is going to be cut down somewhere. Because we only got 5% real over here. The social world does not want a lot of real shit. It just don't. And if you dealing with some personal shit in your personal life, the last thing you want to do is open up the floodgates for the masses of negativity and criticism and all these opinions of people who don't give a fuck, don't got nothing to do with what you got going on, who are not going to make sure you're good. I'm not saying every single person that may see the video or see the comment or share a post doesn't care. What I'm saying is that out of all of them, you got to remember, we only got a 5% over here. That's the last thing you want to do. You going through real shit and you want to go to the net. That is the last thing you want to do. If you go and make a post with a sad face and make a statement like, life's a bitch, that's fine. That is so general. That can mean any fucking thing. But if you go in there and you want to make a sad face and you want to go on a rant talking about somebody you was with, that's your business. Once again, that is your prerogative. What I'm saying is, that is not conducive to what the fuck you're trying to get accomplished. That's all I'm saying. It's not conducive and healthy for what the fuck you're trying to get accomplished. It won't be. Not whatsoever. It will not. At all. And the last thing you want to do is talk about your man to females. Or your woman to male. Men and women deal differently when it comes to that. But the last, if you a woman, you do not want to talk about your man to women. Especially women you don't know. These bitches do not care. It is you, not them. So, take a step back. Get your thoughts together. Process. Separate your feelings from the facts. And once you've done all that, pull up to the table with your significant other and have a real fucking conversation. If your significant other don't want to have that conversation on some real shit, it's telling you some shit you may not want to hear. If you're telling your significant other you need to have a conversation with them, I don't care if you've said this 100 times to them. It don't fucking matter. Nigga, I want to talk. Okay? If I'm not one of those women that's disrespectful, hooping and hollering, screaming, always over-talking you, don't make no fucking sense, just being all types of crazy. If I'm not that, the most and least respect I should get is you to be able to pull up the fucking table with me and have a conversation with me. I'm civilized, the fuck? But that intimidates a lot of men. That intimidates a lot of men. Like, yo, she ain't acting all crazy and shit. She could sit down and have a conversation with a nigga. You feel me? That intimidates because someone that is cool with having a conversation about anything, you got quit. Let's go. You want to talk? Let's go. Let's step to the podium. I'm always going to stand on my shit. I want you to do the same. So that can intimidate a lot of men. Like, yo, she's cool to talk about whatever. She always wants to talk. She always wants to hear what's on my mind, my feedback. You feel me? If something's not right, we want to get it there. She's down to get it there. That can intimidate a lot of men. Not because they're scared to do that, just because some ain't never had that. Also, some cannot deal with the real conversations like that on a regular basis. Having real conversations on a regular basis that ain't always the prettiest and most comfortable, that can make some people uneasy. And it doesn't mean that those conversations are saying, oh my God, you did this wrong. Oh my God, you did that wrong. Oh my God, you did this wrong. It's not saying that. It's just saying real conversations can entail all different types of things. And that can make a lot of motherfuckers uncomfortable. Especially if it's a woman who's coming to you like, yeah, let's I want to pull up at the table and address some things. Let's have a discussion. Let's kick it. Let's chop it up. Because the reality of it is, we human beings, we're joining together to make a unit. There's a lot of different things that we are not going to mesh on. But there's a hell of a lot of things that we are. So we got to know, first and foremost, there's some shit that we ain't going to mesh on. And those are going to be the times where we going to have some conversations. You got to know how to communicate. And you got to be willingly ready to do that at any time. Shit could be a theme part today. And tomorrow, it's a dark cloud. You got to be able to still use your words in the sun and or in the dark. You got to be able to. If you can't use your words when it's sunny, if you can't use your words when it's dark, but you can use it when it's sunny, that gives me pause. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're one of those individuals, it's not something you're used to, you're working through it, you're improving it, blah, blah, blah. Great. We're going to get there together. My problem comes when you willingly and intentionally not want to do it. You just don't want to do it. You ain't even trying to. That's going to be a that's a problem. That is a super problem. It creates more problems. So, to the awesome Viber who sent the DM and requested I address this a bit, thank you. I appreciate you checking out my live. My episode. I appreciate you taking the time to hit the DM. I appreciate you wanting to hear my feedback or my thoughts. In conclusion, don't allow yourself to get worked up if you don't know what you need to know to make whatever step you need to take. Okay? Don't get physical. Don't get irate. Don't get crazy. Get in your bag, get calm, get real, get logical, pay attention, listen, okay? Have a conversation with yourself, work through whatever feelings you have, and because feeling like someone's cheating on you or doing you wrong, that is never a good feeling, no matter if it's a man or a woman, it's never a good feeling. So sit right there and have a conversation with yourself. Make sure you can process everything. And make sure at the earliest convenience, you sit right there and you have a conversation with your mate. Because there's nothing better than having a real nigga conversation with someone after you done processed all the feelings and emotions and shit. You ain't got all that shit out of you. It's not a liability no more. So when you sit down and have a conversation with a motherfucker, you ain't got no reason to sit right there and wild out, trip out, bug out, spaz out, flip out. You literally are going to be sitting right there like, this is the issue. This is why this is the issue. These are my thoughts. This is why these are my thoughts. This is what I want. You're laying out a plan. You got strategy on the fucking table. Like I said, war is not won by feelings. It is strategy. If you a checkers motherfucker, this is not for you. I am not for you. It's chess over here. Period. So, thank you for chiming in, listening, vibing with me. Please do enjoy your day, your night, whatever. And I wish you luck. And thank you guys for swerving on my block and hitting the Just Tessa and the Vibes podcast. And make sure you're following. Make sure your notifications are on. Thank you. Welcome.